Bodybuilding for kittens. It's not about how heavy you lift, but how long you lift your heavy for. Before we begin, please be aware that bodybuilding requires jogging endurance. I repeat, to be ready for bodybuilding, you must first jog non-stop for 30 minutes, while carrying dumbbells in each hand. First, 3 pounds, and as your body adapts, 5. It is this process of adaptation that grows muscle. Then, come to the gym, armed with 30 minutes worth of endurance, and begin moving to the beats of music. 1 beat up, next beat down, while performing standing dumbbell exercises in a loop that lets your muscle groups rest. Bicep curl, overhead shoulder press, and lateral raise is a very reasonable sequence. But you have to move to the music. You have to convert this into a full body exercise. Muscle isolation is a strange myth and must be avoided. This is extremely similar to slow aerobics, but here you are always weighted down to your near maximum. Once you are able to cycle non-stop, standing dumbbell exercises to music, you then begin to mix in the heavier dumbbell. Alternatively, use wrist weights to cover the distance to it. You always aim to lift non-stop for 30 minutes or more to the beats of music. 1 beat up, next beat down, so that you enter an easy-peasy dance trance. Therefore, you must lift light, initially for 30 minutes, but never so light that you can lift more non-stop. Your body adapts and gives you a little bit of extra, and you have to use that extra so that your body adapts again. And you never lift so heavy that you must stop. Stopping means that you are not ready for that weight yet. Initially, the workout is every other day, and then you just use your wisdom based on the results that you have achieved. You may add more weight, extend your workout duration at the gym, or come to the gym more frequently to leave yourself a day or two for rest. Overall, you lean forward to adapt. You never ever jump forward with heavy weights, as that will get you stuck. You will not be able to lift them in any way that will help your body adapt in a reasonable amount of time. Finally, tiredness will teach you to hydrate, to eat well, and to sleep well. Fatigue is a universal signal that something is wrong, and you need to stop and check yourself. Remember, lift light, though not so light that you can lift more. And never, ever so heavy that you are forced to stop. Endurance must come first, and it must lead the exercise.